KOM Update News. I'm Margaret Tamaribus, and it's 5:02. An archaeological dig in the community of Quinnahawk has revealed the largest collection of Yupik artifacts. According to the Anchorage Daily News, anthropologist Rick Connect says thousands of artifacts have been discovered, dating back between the years 1350 and 1670. He says it is, quote, easily the largest collection of pre-contact Yupik material anywhere, end quote. Connect, a former University of Alaska Fairbanks professor, now works for the University of Aberdeen in Scotland. He's been collaborating with the village corporation Aniktuk Incorporated to identify and preserve the items, such as wooden masks, bowls, arrows, and spears. Archaeologists have also discovered sealskin clothing, grassy basketry, stone tools, and clay pots, but the groups are racing to dig up the items as the shore erodes away. The site is termed Nunasuk, meaning old village in Yupik. Connect hopes that the artifacts found can identify how people lived before and after ecosystems changed and restore lost cultural landscapes. Alaska State Troopers are still searching for 28-year-old Peter Jackson of Unalakleet after he allegedly broke into a home in the community last Thursday. Trooper spokeswoman Beth Ibsen reports that a warrant is out for his arrest, charging him with burglary, criminal trespass, and misconduct involving a weapon. He is also charged with 2 counts of assault after confronting a public safety officer and a police officer with a firearm early Thursday morning. The 2 officers had entered the residence after approval from the out-of-town homeowner when they were confronted by Jackson. The officer saw him leave the residence and start walking around the community. Ibsen says no threats were ever made toward the public, and there is no concern for the safety of residents. Jackson was last seen Thursday around 9 o'clock in the morning and is reported to be unarmed. If anyone has information about his whereabouts, contact state troopers. Anchorage police say they arrested 34 people for driving under the influence during the first weekend of an expanded effort to crack down on drunken drivers. Police made the arrests between last Thursday and last Sunday and included 5 additional patrol units made possible by a state grant. By comparison, that's 13 more arrests than the previous weekend. Anchorage police will continue the expanded patrols through the Labor Day weekend. In addition, police has asked residents to report impaired and dangerous drivers. Volunteers are also driving the streets and reporting drunken or reckless drivers. A Senate subcommittee plans to start digging into the issue of education funding. A 2-day meeting is scheduled to begin today in Anchorage, with additional meetings planned for September and October. According to a release, members plan to look at the total cost of K-12 funding, including the formula that guarantees districts a certain amount of money per student, transportation costs, school construction, and pension payments. Some legislators have been hesitant to provide more than one-time funding for specific needs like energy costs amid concerns with how districts are spending money. The chair of the Senate subcommittee, Mike Dunleavy, said in a release that he thinks some of what legislators will find will be eye-opening and provide information needed to make sound decisions when the legislature reconvenes in January. Life jackets save lives. And even though the summer is coming to a close, the Alaska Office of Boating Safety is reminding boaters and hunters out on the water to wear a life jacket and stay safe.
The very best defense against any kind of cold water is wearing a life jacket.
That's Kelly Toth, an education specialist with the Boating Safety Office. She says there is a myth that life jackets are only for brand new boaters or unskilled swimmers.
But cold water affects us all the same way. We all go through this gasp reflex when you fall into cold water. And wearing a life jacket obviously is going to keep your head above water. That's where we lose most people.
Toth says 5 out of 6 boating fatalities occur from vessel capsizes, people falling overboard, or water swamping boats. 3 out of 4 fatalities occur in powerboats less than 26 feet. Most fatalities are male. State statute requires adults to have 1 U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket per person on their vessel or face fines. Children under the age of 13 are also required to wear a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket when in an open boat or on the deck of a boat. But in order to eliminate fatalities, Toth says a life jacket is not the only important safety precaution that should be taken.
A lot of it is pre-planning, filing a float plan, going through a pre-departure checklist. And the Office of Boating Safety offers some free classes, educational opportunities.
Toth says the Boating Safety Office sends instructors to communities upon request to teach classes and can also send free loaner life jackets for adults and children as part of the Kids Don't Float program. Toth says there are 700 loaner boards near waterways in Alaska as part of that program. On record, she says the Kids Don't Float program has saved the lives of 24 children since its inception in 1981.
Kids don't float, but I say neither do moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, and neighbors. So everybody should wear a life jacket out there in Alaska.
Information on sizes, features, and types of life jackets, as well as boating supply checklists and steps to file a float plan, can be accessed at pledgetolive.org. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is up $5.40 an ounce to $1,372. Silver is down 16 cents an ounce to $23.13. Zinc is at 88 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 153 is expected to arrive at 8:05 and to depart at 8:50. It is unofficially 56 degrees outside the K&OM studios, 8.5 minutes after 5 o'clock.